Welcome back, fans and a pro. Mike Haas, I'm coming to you from Caesars Superdome. Deuce is en route to Los Angeles with the team. Charlie is in studio as we get you ready for the Brian Kelly Show at 6 and the All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup at 7. We want to thank all the good folks at Magazine Pizza for feeding our Sports Talk crew on game day. Magazine Pizza, 1068 Magazine, dine-in or delivery. The best gourmet pizza selection in town, Magazine Pizza. Also has pastas, sandwiches, wings, and salads, magazinepizza.com. Talked about LSU and Texas A&M earlier. Tulane, 3-0 in conference against North Texas. So North Texas, it's a big deal for them because they're 5-2 overall. They're 3-0 at home, 2-1 in conference, but they are on ESPN2 for the first time in 10 years.
Wow.
So if you like the color green, you'll want to tune in because it's the Mean Green versus the Green Wave tomorrow. But you got to get up early. It's one of these 11 a.m. starts. It's also their homecoming. Who has homecoming at 11 a.m.? But that's television, right? And so, but it's Tulane playing good football of late. But you got to because you got two. There are three undefeateds in the conference, Tulane, Army, and Navy.
Yeah.
That is good stuff, man.
Yeah,
good
absolutely.
Stuff.
And with North Texas, let's get into a quick preview of them. As I mentioned earlier, they can put up points in bunches, Mike. I mean, the fewest points they scored all year was 21 in a 66-21 loss at Texas Tech. Other than that, 52 points at South Alabama, 35 against Stephen F. Austin, 47 against Wyoming, 52 against Tulsa, 41 against Florida Atlantic, and then 44 against Memphis. And Memphis, who was the preseason pick to win the AAC, I mean, they put up 44 points against Memphis. The only issue, they give up 52. So their defense is a little bit vulnerable. This could be a game where Darian Mensah and just kind of, I don't want to say slices and dices them, but it feels like one of those games where the Tulane offense has a strong performance, and it's going to be up to the Tulane defense to be able to contain this Mean Green passing attack led by Chandler Morris, the quarterback, who, by the way, Mike, top three in FBS in passing yards already, 2,424
good
yards.
Gosh, man.
Yeah, he's put up numbers in bunches, 23 passing touchdowns. He has thrown 8 interceptions, so if the Green Wave can force some turnovers, that would be nice, obviously. But it just feels like one of those games for Tulane where if they can kind of control the clock, Mekhi Hughes running the football, Darian Mensah making some good decisions, kind of preventing those turnovers. The Tulane defense has played so well recently. We had Coach Summerall on after the UL game where, you know, they went into Lafayette and beat my Raging Cajuns 41-33, and he really challenged his defense after that game. He said he didn't think the defense played very well, and ever since then, they've been on a roll defensively. They've given up 10 points, 20 points, and 10 points in the last three games against South Florida, UAB, and Rice. So they've been playing great football. It's kind of like strength versus strength, right? The Tulane defense right now going up against, you know, that North Texas high-flying offense. So should be a really fun matchup on ESPN2.
So check out this switch here. The Raging Cajuns, Ron Guidry, Lafayette, Karen Crow High School.
Louisiana Lightning.
That's right. He was on the 1981 Yankees that played the Los Angeles Dodgers. That's the last time these two teams have met in the World Series. They're meeting tonight, game one in Los Angeles. I mean, we think of this old, you know, grizzled rivalry. 1981, I mean, it's here. I was like, who was on the rosters, right? So Tommy John. So most people are going to go, wait, I thought that guy was a surgeon.
Yeah, right.
I thought he was a surgeon, right? Lou Piniella, Aurelio Rodriguez, I grew up watching him with the Senators. Dave Winfield, Reggie Jackson against Dusty Baker, Steve Garvey, Bert Hooten, Steve Howell, Steve Sachs, and it's just unbelievable. I 1981.
Yeah, I'd like to think my Astros have a little bit of something to do with that recently, but in all honesty, the Dodgers have been playoff chokers. Like, they haven't even made it to the World Series except for that bubble year, you know, the COVID year where it was a shortened season. So, you know, they're back, and now you're looking at the Yankees, and the boogeyman was out of the way, so to speak. I joke with Steve about that. The Astros weren't there to knock them out of the playoffs, and they took care of business. You got to give them credit, taking out the Royals and then obviously the Guardians on the way to the World Series, their first World Series since 2009. So it's you know, one of those matchups. Obviously, the TV execs are all excited, New York versus L.A. But, you know, when we were talking with Scott Sanders about it, I think it was yesterday. Yeah, it had to have been yesterday. He kind of mentioned, you know, if you're looking at starting pitching, the Yankees have the advantage there. The Dodgers may have a little bit of an advantage in the bullpen, but then both these lineups are so star-studded, it's just going to come down to some key moments. I think it's going to be a really tight series. I would expect either six or seven games.